You're listening to Afternoon Jazz at 90.5 FM, WSNC Winston-Salem. Jazz in all its colors from the campus of Winston-Salem State University. It's Wednesday, just about my favorite day of the week, because then I can bring a friend or two in to talk about something great that's going on in the community. Patricia DeGraffenried, Pat DeGraffenried from the Enterprise Center is here. Patricia,
hello,
welcome.
Hello, Jim.
How you doing?
I enjoy Wednesdays, too, especially one Wednesday out of the month when I can come over as guest and share the good news of S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation.
And you know, these days especially, it's just so good to have something pleasant to talk about. Mm-hmm. And you all are always so busy. You've got so much stuff going on there. You've got your hands in the community doing great things all the time that we don't even talk about because y'all are too busy doing it.
Mm, and, you know, it's a good thing. And even through the pandemic,
yeah,
we found a way to serve.
Praise the Lord.
The community. And it's just amazing. Carol Davis, our executive director, the illustrious Carol Davis.
Yeah, we haven't gotten her out here in a long time.
I know.
It's been
about
a year since I've seen Carol Davis.
Yeah. She stays in.
I know. Yeah, she's smart.
Yeah. She stays in, but she's always working.
Yeah, and I know.
And working on the community's behalf as well.
And you got somebody here today whose name I recognize from years and years ago. But I didn't know she was Reverend. Deborah Terry. Deb Terry, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Jimmy, how you doing?
I'm doing great because I know you as a personality, as a comedian, but not a woman of the cloth.
Yes,
and that's
sir.
Been going on for a long time, too,
for
I understand.
For quite a while. You know, when God puts his hand on you, I'm so glad he doesn't let go. Sometimes we kind of push ourselves away, but he does not let go. So I continue to serve as best I can, when I can, and just grateful for this opportunity that my longtime friend, Patricia
don't say long.
Yeah, we've been talking
not
about
long.
That. Putting everything in perspective.
We go way back.
Yes,
I mean, long before BET and all that stuff, movies
North
and commercials.
North Carolina Black Repertory Theater.
That's exactly right. I was working as the office manager with the North Carolina Black Repertory Company under Mr. Marvtastic himself, Larry Leon Hamlin.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had the opportunity to meet Ms. Pat DeGraffenried, and we have... Our paths have crossed
back and forth over the years.
Yeah.
And isn't it wonderful when you're smart enough to be nice and you keep seeing these people over and over again and all you can do is have a smile on your face?
Come on,
But it doesn't take smarts to be nice.
That's true. Very true.
It doesn't. Just be nice just to be nice.
Just to be nice. Because you never know, somebody might show up a minister one day.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. She got a hand on us. Not only does God have... But
he uses our hands.
Yeah.
He uses
Pastor
our hands
Terry.
To reach out. We are his hands and his feet, and we are supposed to do the work.
Get the work. Amen. Do the work.
That's what we're supposed to do instead of promoting ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, y'all are doing something really fantastic that we've been wanting to talk about, but between the pandemic, you know, shutting, you know, us down and all that sort of thing and back and forth, but you'll have got a marvelous thing that you're doing in the community right now. You and Reverend Terry are just busy feeding the hungry.
Well,
tell us about that.
Well, it's actually a program that was funded through the Winston-Salem Foundation as well as the North Carolina League of Conservation Voters. And the grant was given to the Enterprise Center's Shared Use Kitchen to help feed the neighborhood. And of course, our Shared Use Kitchen is under the leadership of Talisa Fair Ward, who could not be here today, but I did want to let you know that she's heading this effort. And so when we were told that we had gotten the grant, then we wanted to concentrate in the Southeast neighborhood.
Sure.
We have actually three areas that we are serving. We're serving the Morningside Reynolds Center here on Reynolds Park Road, and that's under the leadership of Kanika Brown. We also are serving the East Don community, that's under the leadership of Robert Leek, and the Southeast Neighborhood Association, of which I'm representing. So through all of this, I met Deborah Excuse me, Pastor Stevens, excuse me.
You're fine. It's okay, I promise you, because we go way back.
Okay, all right.
Now, she's not going to act like she's in the club. She's trying to get it right.
Yeah, right.
No, I appreciate the respect. I do, but don't get caught up on that.
Okay, all right. I appreciate that. But the one, I saw you or something, and she told me that she was back in the community. I reached out to... I think it was Cheryl with the Triad Arts.
Cheryl Harry.
Yes.
Still Waters, Run D.
Mm-hmm. So I reached out to Cheryl. I said, Cheryl, I really need to contact Deborah Terry. And she corrected me. She said, Pastor. Pastor Deborah Stevens. And I need her number. Could you give it to me? You know, and she did. I told her that we knew each other. And I reached out to Pastor Stevens. And I said, I found out. No, this is what happened. So I passed by a church on Urban Street.
Yes.
And it said Cornerstone Fellowship.
What
church.
A coincidence.
Cornerstone of faith.
And I saw her smiling face with her husband.
Yeah. The bishop.
The bishop.
Yes. Ain't that something?
On the side of the church. And I've been wanting, as a part of a member of the Southeast Neighborhood Association, I've been wanting to connect and really get into the Sprague Street area to get some representation. And this is actually off Sprague Street. So I reached out to Cheryl, got her number, called her, and we did, you know, all the niceties and all the things.
Yes.
And I told her what we were doing and asked her if her church would participate and lend volunteers. And she said yes, because they are also working that community. And that's where it started.
Partnership.
And what a time of need during this, the COVID outbreak and everything else. What a time of need it is to get people together in a safe way so they can serve the community, feed the hungry.
Absolutely.
And keep that kitchen running, because that is for Scythe County's only
shared use kitchen. Yes.
And
yes,
it was doing great guns.
And keeps the chefs working. Through a pandemic. So, you know, we're helping all of those involved.
Absolutely.
You know, they gave me a G.
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, yeah. I think about it. I think about like doing a food program, a feeding program. And my husband and I, we talk about this often. You know, you give away turkeys on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
you give away stuff on Christmas. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's that Thursday or whatever day that is. Mm-hmm. And 2 days later, what are they going to eat?
Exactly.
What are they going to eat? So it was like, that's like a one-time holiday type of thing. But when Mr. Graffery approached me about this, I'm like, so we're going to do this a few times a week, every week?
Yeah.
Supposedly just for the month of December. Mm-hmm. Here we are. We're rolling up into January. Going to be the end of January.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said, sure. Okay, great. We'll get the volunteers. And when I first thought about it, I'm like, you know, feeding programs are typically done at schools.
Mm-hmm.
But with the pandemic, the kids aren't at school.
Right.
So getting this to them, while it may not be breakfast, we could at least get lunch to them.
Exactly.
You know, and so having people standing out there, and Mr. Graffenried is right out there, too. We're in the cold, but to have fresh food prepared by chefs. This is not something put in out of a can.
No.
This is gourmet style.
This is old
food.
School.
Yes.
Meals like
delicious
we used to get
nutritious.
In school years ago.
Yeah. Yesterday there was baked tilapia, greens, and mashed potatoes and bread. And they give hefty portions too. And we try to stay nutritional, something that gives folk nutrition.
It's absolutely wonderful. Yeah. So to be able to do that and do it time and time again and to see folk and then some of them started giving donations.
Sure did.
They were just so appreciative. Even the ones who didn't take food.
Yeah.
I like what you're doing. Thank you for feeding my people. Thank you for feeding the neighbors.
Yeah.
And just, it is just so, so amazing. A kingdom type of thing.
Well, how beautiful is that, is to provide an opportunity for other people to share gifts and blessings.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And that's what kingdom is all about.
Yeah.
It's not about me. It's not about her. It's all about helping somebody else. And then like your stone soup thing that we were talking about just before we went live.
Yeah.
And then other people are coming
Brings something to the table. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's adding something to it. So it's been a wonderful opportunity for us.
It's 3:40. You're listening to Afternoon Jazz at 90.5 FM, WSNC, Winston-Salem. Jazz in all its colors from the campus of Winston-Salem State University. With us this afternoon, Patricia DeGraffenried from the Enterprise Center, and a woman that you'll know for a long, long time. Deb Terry.
Everyone says a long, long time.
As a comedian and as an actor and as somebody who's been in the business, who is now the Reverend Deborah Terry, and we're giving her, you know, all honor and praise for that. But she's here talking about what you all are doing at your church in collaboration with the Enterprise Center to feed the hungry. Give us the backstory on this, how long it's been going on, and the types of people that you are touching.
So I'm glad you asked that question, because we actually started when the pandemic hit on last March 2020.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
The SG Atkins Shared Use Kitchen partnered with the Ministers Conference of Winston-Salem and Vicinity, Second Harvest Food Bank, Love Out Loud, which is a nonprofit organization that feeds the community, and Marnita's Table. Participated in meal distribution that was over the city, so in different wards of the city. So it was just not concentrated in the southeast ward. It was in the east ward, the southeast ward, northeast ward. But as a group, we fed people. Some of, like at the Y, for instance, they fed like 400 or 500 people a day that came through.
Get out of here.
And so we they didn't get out of the cars because we were social distancing.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So we had our masks. We carried everything to the cars. Some got out and some walked. We were at my church, Exodus Baptist Church, same thing. So there were, I think the number was like 15,000, something like that. Yeah, that according to, I hope I'm getting the number right, Talisa Ward, our shared use kitchen manager. Yeah, but it was going, I mean, it was all over the city. So, and so when we got the opportunity to keep the chefs working, so the chefs, you know, they were working as well, because as you know, restaurants, event centers like mine, everything just shut down.
Mm-hmm.
But this gave them opportunity to work. The grants that were given, you know, paid them as well. And so we started December with this food project, which is sponsored solely through SG Atkins Shared Use Kitchen. And the chefs there, we have two chefs, Chef Shirley Hayes George, Chef Demetrius, and with Simply Obvious food. They cook this food on Thursday and Friday. I mean, they're in there cooking when I go to pick up. They're packaging up. So this started in December and will run through February next month, the end of the month. And we're hoping actually to continue on this course, because we like to love on our neighbors and our neighborhood.
Absolutely.
And there's such a dire need.
Yeah.
I mean, people are standing in the need.
Yeah.
We ran out of food 2 weeks ago, and two gentlemen came. They had walked a few blocks up to get them something to eat, and I said, "I'm sorry, you know, we've given our last plate." And he looked at me and he said, "Ma'am, everybody's in need, you know." And then he just kind of dropped his arms and walked away. But I can tell you that it's some good food. And if I could share quickly the other two locations.
Sure.
Kanika Brown, who heads the Morningside community, she is delivering her meals to Forest Park Elementary.
Oh, wow.
So the teachers give those meals to the students, the elementary students, to take home. So each day there's a different segment
right.
of students that get those meals. And she talked about, you know, how they just don't want to see it end because a lot of those kids are going home hungry.
That's the only meal they get.
That's the only meal they get. And then the other partner is Robert Leake with the East Don Neighborhood. And actually, they take their lunches and knock on doors and give them out in the East Don community. Mm-hmm. And, of course, with the Sprague Street area, we stand on the street.
Oh, honey, drive up.
Yeah.
Flag you down. They slow down, and we hand it to them through the window, cutlery and everything. And it's just wonderful, and they're so appreciative, so appreciative. And it just makes you feel...
Pat DeGraff and Reed and Reverend Deborah Terry, what a blessing it is for you all to witness to these needs, because it's one thing to be sitting at home. You know, you got what you need, and that's fine. You hear about the horrors. But once again, you don't get a strong feeling of how desperate some people are during this pandemic on account of the pandemic and on account of everything else that's going on, period.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, the need is great.
No jobs. We had just on Tuesday, the gentleman came up and he wanted, I think it was like four or six lunches. And he said that where he worked at just cut his hours.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And where he was working, you know, like 12 hours a day, now he works probably about 3 or 4 hours and, you know, not as many days. So we hear the stories, and Pastor Stevens, she's out there too. Yeah. I'm telling you, she's out there on that street waving the cars, you know, and it's wonderful to see a pastor out there in the mix as well. And I'm sure we have many pastors throughout throughout the city that do that. But, you know, I see it firsthand.
You're so sweet to say that. I can't be there every Tuesday and Friday, but I am so, so eternally grateful for the volunteers from our ministry, Cornerstone of Faith Ministries, like Brother John Smith, Elder Jodria Buford, Daphne Williams, Sister Daphne Williams, Sister Rhonda Smith, oh my gosh, Brother D'Angelo Stevens, Sister Elaine Shannon, I mean, Sister Deacon Lucia Spencer, Sister Georgia Smith. I mean, these people are home during the day. Some of them are home during the day. Or Brother John Smith, he takes his lunch
out. He does.
Wow. He takes his lunch, comes and volunteers, and then goes back to work. Yes. And I mean, and so because of the need, it doesn't take long for the food to get gone, though.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's just so amazing. But I'm just we could not do it without all of the volunteers. It's just great that everybody's coming together for a common cause.
Yeah. Pat DeGraff and Reed, event manager from the Enterprise Center, and Pastor Deborah Terry Stevens, who is with
the check's still clear with Deborah Terry. I'm just
right,
saying.
Baby. All right. Cornerstone Fellowship Church here to talk about the Southside Community Food Project sponsored by the S.G. Atkins CDC Shared Use Community Kitchen, and the sponsorship you received, the grants you've received. It's really been a marvelous community effort to keep the people who are cooking and feeding people in our community.
It's talking about paying it forward. You know what I mean? You're paying for the chefs to cook the food. We give it to other people to feed them. And it just keeps going.
Yeah.
It just keeps blessing people. And that's what kingdom work is all about. We all come together. Again, back to that stone soup
exactly,
you said.
Exactly.
We all come together and contribute what we can to the finished product.
Yeah.
And if everybody does something, hopefully, prayerfully, we will take care of everything.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? So.
And Pat DeGraff and Reed just keep coming up with them ideas.
Honey, she's a ball of fire.
Ooh, I got a home. Well, I tell
we
you.
Have some other things we're talking about doing,
too.
Stay tuned.
So when I pick up that lottery money,
it's going to be gone.
It's going to be gone.
It'll
be giving it away.
It'll be funding wonderful things, though.
Well, just to wrap up, just details about this. People who are listening who are saying, I want help. I want a piece of that. Give me more information about this project that you all are doing.
So, again, this project will end in February. However, we are looking to continue with grants and that kind of thing to continue the work that we have begun and want to continue in the community. Speaking from the viewpoint of the Southeast Neighborhood Association, which I'm actively a part and representing today, there are just so many things. I'm working now with a neighbor who has been without heat for 3 years, heating with a kerosene, and we're trying to get them a system and a heating system, and there are two of those, right? So whatever it takes to continue to make the community a great community, and working with you, Jim, because you give us the opportunity to get the word out.
Thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure. It's our mission.
Yeah, yeah. And with people like Pastor Stevens, who just, I mean, said yes, just like that. Yeah. Yes, yes, count me in. She has ideas. We have ideas. So we're going to keep on working. We're going to keep on feeding. We don't know where it's coming from, but we know it's coming.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Absolutely. And thanks for all the photographs, Pat DeGraff and Reed, that you sent us, the people that you are feeding. And we posted everything on our Facebook page. We'll continue this conversation. And also we'll post contact information for you all in case people have more questions about what's going on.
Right. I didn't answer that question.
go ahead. Please.
So it is the S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation, CDC, 1922 South Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. Talisa Ward, Fair Ward, is the person you should reach out to. The number is 336-734-6900.
Love it.
And Reverend Stevens.
Okay, I just wanted to give a shout out to Bishop Grosjean L. Stevens, my bishop, my senior pastor, my boo thing. Hey.
Uh-oh, she's going back to the club.
And honestly, without his permission, without his blessing, we would not be able to participate. And so, seriously, I wanted to thank him for allowing his wife to kind of go off and do things, you know.
And we're going to hear more from Cornerstone.
Absolutely.
Well, I know we're going to hear more from. And I know she'll be back.
Absolutely.
Because you're not going to let him alone.
That's right.
I'm all in.
That's the reporter in me.
Follow up.
Pat DeGraff and Reed from the Enterprise Center. Deb Terry Stevens from Cornerstone. We thank you for coming by.
Thank you
for your hard work. You're listening to Afternoon Jazz at 90.5 FM, WSNC, Winston-Salem. Jazz in all its colors from the campus of Winston-Salem State University. At the top of the hour, it's National Public Radio News.